So I was on this business call last week, and the coach said something that just hit me right in the gut. And girl, if I needed to hear this, so do you. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Social Media Mompreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Marilena Lamp, and it is my goal to help you increase your online presence and grow your revenue with tangible and inexpensive online marketing tips. This is episode number 16. Are you mistaking activity for achievement? So I'm on this call, and we're talking specifically about mistakes that entrepreneurs commonly make. And it's really interesting, some good stuff in there. And in the middle of it, this coach just casually throws out, don't mistake activity for achievement. I'm going to say that again. Don't mistake activity for achievement. Now, that's originally a John Wooden quote. And so for all of you athletes out there or former athletes like me many years ago, I just soaked that right up. That got me so good. What does that even mean? So often we think that we're busy, so therefore we're doing stuff. Therefore, we must be productive if we're constantly busy. But is activity the same thing as achievement? Now, the funny thing about this is that this is not even the first time I've heard this before. In a previous business I was in, when I first got started with the business, I had a mentor. She's an excellent, excellent mentor coach. And she said to me, like, day one, don't just play business. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, just start doing, just do the business. Don't think that you need to get to know your product and research everything about it and see what everyone else is doing and then go out and buy the best new post-its and pens because that's going to make you a better businesswoman. I'm like, ah, I get it. She's like, just start doing. Just start making the phone calls. Just start asking people about it. Just start doing. That is what's going to move your business. Another way that I like to think about this, I call it productive procrastination. And I know that all you moms out there will feel me on this. Maybe I have like this one thing I like really need to do, but I can't do it until the house is cleaned and until I've done my laundry and until I've emptied the dishwasher. So I'm being productive. I'm being busy, right? Like I'm getting this stuff done. We all know that's not true. We all know that that one thing that we need to do is going to constantly hang over our heads until we actually achieve it. So productive procrastination, plain business, just doing activity, those can all be synonymous, not the same as actually achieving. So how do we avoid this? There's a few ways that we can avoid this, and they all require some deep diving into what you're actually doing. I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again because it comes up so many times. Define your needle movers. So what is a needle mover? It's something that's actually going to progress your business. It's something that's going to actually make a difference in what you're doing. So a lot of businesses, they say, define the three things that are going to move your business. So maybe for you, this is, you know that you have to make 10 sales calls or emails, or you have to go to that networking event, or you know that you need to create content in order to drive the downloads and drive the website visits. Whatever that is, get really specific as to what you need to do and do those every single day. A good analogy, again, I'm going back to the athlete here, is getting in shape. Those three things for you might be that you need to work out consistently every single day. You need to eat right, and maybe that's better portion sizes, or maybe you're counting your macros. And you need to drink a gallon of water every single day. Doing those three things every single day is what's going to move the needle for you, as opposed to researching what the best workout could be for you or trying to find a Groupon for a personal trainer. Maybe eventually that will get you where you need to be, but every single day, day in, day out, that is not what's going to get you to ultimately meet your goals. Now, maybe the idea of having three daily needle movers doesn't really resonate with you. Another way of thinking about this is to set a goal for yourself and then list out a very specific step-by-step plan. Now, you can order these steps in terms of what is foundational. In other words, what needs to get done in order for the next step to actually happen. Maybe you can do it in order of urgency. Like, this absolutely no question has to be done today, but this other thing could be done tomorrow. So I'll put that number two. Or you could do it in terms of what is most important. And that is kind of like a needle mover, like what is going to actually help you achieve your results versus what is just like a nice to have, would like to have it item. So let's talk about an example here, and that could be like building a website. If you've never done it before, it can be really overwhelming. I totally get that. I've been where you are, believe me. So building a website is your ultimate goal. Okay, so let's lay out the step-by-step plans here. Number one, you got to buy the domain. So you got to figure out what you want your name to be, and you got to buy it. Yes, you're going to spend money doing this, but it's important that you own that content. Secondly, you got to figure out what platform, what server, what service do you want to use for your website? And that depends on what you're offering. There are websites, website builders out there that can cater to exactly what your business is and what your needs, or maybe you want to outsource this. Maybe you want to pay someone to do this for you. But whatever that is, you got to figure out, this is where I'm going to do it. This is how I'm going to do it. Then you got to figure out, how am I going to organize this? So what tabs am I going to have? What call to actions am I going to have? Am I going to have downloads? Am I going to have links to other pages? Am I going to have pictures? Am I going to have a scroll bar on the side? Whatever that is, you got to figure out what your organizational tabs are. And then you got to create content for them. And that is most likely going to be an ongoing thing for you, but at least you can start off with just some foundational content on your website. So that's a good example of a foundational step-by-step, right? You can't build the content until you actually have the domain and you have the website. So breaking that down step-by-step, going in that order, staying in your lane, meaning just focus on that one thing that you're doing before doing something else or starting another project, is another way of thinking about how can I achieve my goal, go through my plan step-by-step. Now, you probably are thinking, wait, you just said research website options or delegate it. You're right, I did. There is a type of activity that can be productive even though it's not producing tangible ROI. When you want to do that type of activity, such as researching the best platform or best service for your website, give yourself a limited amount of time to do it and set a defined goal for that research. I'm all about research, believe me. I have a very difficult time of starting before I'm ready, of starting when I don't know where this is going to lead me. Like, I am not your ride or die. I am, where are we going? What time are we leaving? Should I bring snacks? Like, I absolutely need to have everything planned out before I start, which honestly is pretty detrimental to my business. But that's just my personality. I'm trying to get over it. I'll save that for another episode. Anyway, when you are doing an activity that may not produce direct ROI, you need to give yourself a time limit. Now, here's the funny thing about a time limit. You will spend as much time as you give yourself. Let me use the example of a high school student, since I am a teacher. If I told my students this is due tomorrow, they will turn it in tomorrow and they will complete it by tomorrow. If I tell them this is due in 2 weeks, they will do it in 1 week and 6 days from now. They are not going to spend 2 full weeks actually working on it, making sure it's right. They will wait to the last minute to do it. And the same thing's going to go for you. If you give yourself a whole week to try to research websites, you're going to put it off to last minute and it might happen when you don't even have a choice anymore. So give yourself an allocated amount of time. Give yourself a goal of exactly what are you looking for. I need to find a website that can host membership, videos, whatever it is. Do that goal. At the end of that hour, say, okay, what have I found? What makes the most sense for me? Make a decision at the end of that time. The other idea that I just brought up is delegation. There's plenty of things that you can delegate to other people. Of course, there are things that only you can do. So yes, you need to do those. But there are other things that you can delegate to someone. do you really need to do the research on what is the best printer for you, or is that someone you can delegate to an employee? Can you hire an intern for, I don't know, 10 bucks an hour for 5 hours a week? Can you hire someone to help watch your kids while you do something for 2 hours? Now, here's the funny thing about this is now as a mom, I'm like, God, just to have like 2 hours to be able to just focus like undivided attention on what I'm trying to do sounds like a freaking gold mine. And I haven't really done a whole lot of research in terms of who to hire for that, but we'll get there. When I was a high school student, my neighbor hired me. And I remember being like, what, you're going to pay me like you're home and you're going to pay me to watch your kid? Sure, no problem. And now I'm like, I get it. I totally get it. Like, good for that mom for delegating and trying to get done whatever she needed to get done in that 2 hours. So point being, delegate if you can. Now here comes a part when I suggest you do something that you're not going to want to do, but it can be really beneficial to determine what is activity versus what is achievement. And that is to log how you're spending your time. So if you're really into this, if you're all about the idea of determining what is actually helping you achieve results, then I suggest you get a calendar or print something out and you're writing your activity down every 15 minutes. So how did you spend 9:15 to 9:30 and then 9:30 to 9:45 and so on? Now, if that just sounds a little too aggressive for you, I get it. Maybe do it just by the hour. So same idea, but you're just doing greater chunks of time. Or if you just want to start out, kind of ease into it, just write down the general activities that you did that day. Here's the purpose of this. First of all, it's going to help you understand what actions actually produce results. Number two, it's going to help you understand where you're wasting your time. Now, if you want some tips on time management, I talk all about that in my time management podcast episode. One of those things, just to give you a quick hint, is to figure out how much time you are consuming social media. Notice I didn't say creating content. I said consuming social media. And I am guilty of this just like the rest of you are. I'm the social media mompreneur. I freaking love social media. And it is very difficult for me to go on, post, and ghost, as they say, simply because I want to engage. I want to figure out what else is going on. I want to see some other ideas. I want to see what my friends are up to. But the reality is, if I'm in that business mindset, I need to get off my phone and continue doing whatever else I was doing or whatever else I need to do. Another suggestion is to delete the games on your phone. And I know that's a really tough one to swallow. I get it. But those are such time suckers. So writing down exactly what you're doing during your day, what is actually being productive for you. Another good example that I have even done today, and that is doing an actionable item around my podcast. So I can spend all the time I want to do researching this content and seeing what other people have to say about it. But the reality is, until I hit record, I don't have a podcast. So I'm kind of wasting time researching, even though I want to sound educated, even though I kind of want to see all the different opinions on it. Until I hit record, there's nothing for me to post. I can't bring value to you by just having all these thoughts in my mind. I need to actually speak into my microphone, hit record on that podcast. Recording the podcast, that's an achievement. Researching material for it, that would be an activity. And like any good marketer will tell you, you need to be able to measure your results. So maybe it's not every single day that you're looking at your calendar, at your log of what you've been doing. Maybe it's every week you're looking at it, because I know that not every day is the same. And you're determining what was the most beneficial parts of what I did. Did I get more leads by emailing people, or did I get more leads by picking up the phone? Did I get more leads by going to social media and posting, or did I get more leads by attending that network event? So figuring out exactly where the progress was made is going to help you understand how you can refocus your energy, refocus your efforts in order to be more productive. I sure hope that this podcast episode was helpful for you. I would love to hear your thoughts on it. What resonated with you? What do you want to hear more of? What could you do without? please send me a message on social media. I'm on Instagram at socialmediamompreneur. Until next time, happy achieving with less activity.